It's Monday, May 17th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there is no clear end in sight to the violence in Palestine, as the death toll from Israeli strikes continue to climb despite widespread international calls for ceasefire. Meanwhile, the GOP has a new target in their war on voting rights: poll workers. They're seeking to levy harsh penalties for anyone who makes a mistake while working on an election. And finally, The Intercept reports that Big Pharma is doing all it can to lobby lawmakers towards stopping Joe Biden's support for worldwide access to generic COVID vaccines.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Israeli forces killed dozens of Palestinians over the weekend and destroyed the building housing both the Associated Press and Al Jazeera's offices in the Gaza Strip in an airstrike. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there is no end in sight to the violence. Palestinian authorities say Israeli strikes have killed at least 192 people, including 58 children. Rocket attacks launched from Gaza have killed at least 10 people in Israel. Those numbers show just the tip of the iceberg of violence unleashed on the Gaza Strip in the past week. Israeli forces have destroyed apartment buildings, damaged medical facilities, and leveled family homes, all under the familiar auspices of fighting terror. That was their excuse yet again when on Saturday, airstrikes destroyed the building that housed both the Associated Press and Al Jazeera offices in Gaza. Israeli officials claimed that Hamas forces were also using this structure and warned journalists to evacuate before leveling the building. Yet Netanyahu gave no clear evidence that Hamas was in the area. Meanwhile, international calls for ceasefire are mounting. The Times reports that Biden spoke to both Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in an attempt to broker a ceasefire, but to no avail. The UN Security Council met to discuss the issue, but took no concrete action. And all the while, the people of Palestine continue to suffer. The New York Times has a new story out about a disturbing aspect of the GOP's push to kill democracy. New laws in Texas and several other states would specifically target poll workers and election officials, making any small mistake punishable by extreme fines and even in some cases jail time. The Times reports that poll workers say they've experienced a severe uptick in harassment by poll watchers and other partisan agents in recent elections. In addition to that, new voting laws across the country have started to crack down on these workers, as well as nonpartisan election officials. The Times reports that various laws are leveling the threat of felonies, jail time, and fines as large as $25,000 over the heads of election officials who make innocent mistakes in the process. All of this is a direct result of the GOP's embrace of election conspiracies and Donald Trump's continued insistence that he won the 2020 election. Listen to this quote from Chris Davis, the county election administrator in Williamson County, Texas. Quote, "These poll workers don't ever, in our experience, intend to count invalid votes or let someone who's not eligible vote or prevent someone who's eligible from voting. Yet we're seeing that as a baseline, kind of a fundamental principle in some of the bills that are being drafted. And I don't know where it's coming from because it's not based on reality," unquote. Poll workers work extremely long hours for very little pay, often out of a sense of duty. But experts think these draconian penalties will start to scare some of the most experienced among them anyway. That's bad for democracy, or in other words, good for the GOP.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
The Intercept reports that Big Pharma is up to its usual tricks, lobbying behind the scenes to make the world a more miserable place. Last week, the U.S. announced that it would support the World Trade Organization's proposal to temporarily waive enforcement of the patents of COVID vaccines, which would allow many struggling nations to develop their own generic vaccines and get them to their citizens without paying an arm and a leg to U.S. companies. According to new documents The Intercept obtained, pharma lobbyists have been goading a core group of House Republicans into opposing the effort at all costs. Many lobbyists in question work for the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, a trade group that represents Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, and other big firms. In other words, exactly the people who will profit from keeping a tight lock on the patents. Their effort was enough to convince 29 House Republicans to sign on to an as-yet-unsent letter to Biden, urging him to roll back his support for the WTO plan. The letter leans into the lobbyists' talking points, also obtained by The Intercept, which claimed that the waiver would cost American jobs and allow China to, quote, profit from our innovation, unquote. The play they're making is simple. Try to use Chinese and Russian fear-mongering to get Biden to back down. With any luck, the president is going to see right through that. But who knows how many corporate Democrats might be susceptible to the same kind of crap. One to keep an eye on for sure.
And now, for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Neera Tanden finally made her way into the White House after her humiliating failure to gain an actual confirmed seat at the OMB because of her awful Twitter feed. And now she'll be joining the Biden administration as a senior advisor. Yay! The Military Times reports that the U.S. Space Force Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer was dismissed after he went on a podcast to promote his new self-published book titled Irresistible Revolution, Marxism's Goal of Conquest and the Unmaking of the American Military. Sounds like the Space Force isn't attracting America's finest. There's a new George Bush on the scene. George P. Bush, the large adult son of Jeb Bush, is considering a run for Texas Attorney General. We will never be free from this family at this rate. And finally, the messy Matt Gaetz cycle continues. A new report by the Daily Beast alleges that Gaetz's associates gave a cushy county government contract to an influencer, model, and escort that Gaetz frequently partied with, allowing her to collect thousands of dollars in taxpayer money for doing, well, not a whole lot.
Quicker. Quickie.
And that's it for the Majority Report's AM Quickie today. Sam and Emma will be with you shortly.